Mystery Time. A look at the mystery of the Jack the Ripper killings. Good evening, and welcome to World of Mystery. This week, we're talking to crime reporter Mike Garston about the Jack the Ripper case. Mike, can you give us a quick outline of the case?
Certainly. The time is 1888. The scene, Victorian London, which was, of course, a very different place to modern-day London. Many parts of the city were extremely poor and would have been dirty, overcrowded and dark, since there was not much street lighting at the time. In addition, London was a very polluted city. A thick brown fog hung over the city a lot of the time. Much of the city was probably pretty frightening and violent, and nowhere more so than Whitechapel, a working-class area in the East End of London. Well, between the 31st of August and the 9th of November, nine women were brutally murdered in Whitechapel. All of the murders took place geographically close to each other. The five victims, in order, were Polly Nichols, Annie Chapman, Catherine Eddowes and Liz Stride, who were both killed on the 30th of September. And finally, Mary Jane Kelly. That's five murders in 71 days. You can imagine the outcry in the newspapers and the fear in the streets of the East End. Then, unaccountably, the strangest thing of all happened. The murders stopped as suddenly as they had begun.
Now, presumably, the police were investigating the murders?
Oh, of course. The police were searching for the murderer after the first victim, Polly Nichols, was found on the 31st of August. But the Ripper managed to kill another four times, even though the streets of London were full of policemen. That's one of the reasons that Jack the Ripper became so notorious and feared. The police couldn't stop him killing.
Yet the murders did stop.
Yes, that's the big mystery. Some experts believe that the murders stopped because the murderer had completed, if you see what I mean.
Could you explain more fully, perhaps?
Well, some writers believe that the five victims could have been connected. They may have been friends, for example. The hypothesis is that the killer wanted to kill these five women and no one else. So when he had killed the fifth victim, he stopped. It's as simple as that.
Now we all know that the case was never solved, but presumably there were suspects.
Oh, yes. Over the years, there have been lots of suspects. A lawyer called Montague John Druitt was a suspect, mainly because he was found dead soon after the murders stopped. But he was not in London on the 1st of September, and so probably could not have killed in London on the 31st of August. Another popular suspect was the artist Walter Sickert. But Sickert was in France at the time of the murders, so it can't have been him either. My favourite suspect is Prince Albert Victor, the eldest son of Prince Edward and grandson of Queen Victoria. He was a suspect for a long time, but papers now show that the prince was not in London at the time, so it can't have been him. Perhaps the best suspect is a man called James Kelly. He was a convicted murderer who escaped from prison just before the murders began, so he could have done them. He later went to America, and a number of Ripper-like killings occurred in the States after his arrival and in places that he had visited.
I see. And how do we know this?
20 years later, Kelly returned voluntarily to prison. He never confessed to being Jack the Ripper, but he did give an account of his life after his escape, and the places and the dates seem to fit.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. Next week, we'll be looking at the mystery surrounding the sinking of the Bratwurst.